you go to KFGO.com under media, blogs, go to the No Dak Jack Sunday blog, and you'll see pictures that Dr. Roger Coffey, who is an owner of a Yorkshire Terrier, he and his wife are dog lovers, and they've been making a pilgrimage to the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. He sent me more pictures, but I've just learned how to upload them on my blog. So, okay, there's two of a champion bulldog, and there's one of the Yorkies. And on the phone here, we have Dr. Roger Coffey, who joins us on KFGO in real life. Hello, Dr. Coffey.
Hello. Hello to everyone in Fargo. I hear it's kind of cold there today.
Yes, it is. But it's 5 below, and we're all doing that goofy, hey, it feels pretty good. There's no wind then, and all that crap, you know. But how is it in New York City?
Well, it's pretty sunny and actually almost pushing 30, so it's not bad. But
good. Now, Westminster.
Lots of excitement here today.
Where do they hold the Westminster Dog Show?
Well, the daily best of breeding is held at what's called the Chelsea Piers. It goes off, I believe it's the Hudson River, and there's some big, rather large piers where boats dock and stuff like that. So it's a larger, it's a quite a bit bigger venue than it would be at the Madison Square Gardens, where the evening festivities are held. The ones that you see on TV.
When did you arrive?
I came here on Saturday and just been doing some sightseeing and that kind of stuff, and just out and about town, and I've been here at the dog show all morning and into this afternoon.
And
I just wanted to let people know that there is a free iPad and iPhone app that is the Westminster Kennel Club, and it actually has live viewing of all the different rings. That has a great shot of you can watch the judging as it's going on and everything. It's really great.
Now, you and your wife own more than one York.
We own a couple of small Yorkies, yes. Not of the show quality that you would see like on television tonight and that kind of stuff, but they're just great pets.
What are their names?
Well, there's a Moe and a Curly.
Moe and Curly, all right.
Moe and Curly, but no Larry. Well, can't quite talk the wife into getting a third one, but you never know.
But I'm going to podcast this, and so when you get back, you can listen to it on your computer. And
oh, great.
When it gets to this point, why don't you just go ahead and call Moe and Curly like you would?
Oh, it's just Momo, come here, and Curly boy, and their ears just perk up.
All right.
They come a-running, especially the mom.
Now, the hotel at which you're staying, that's where the Yorkies are staying.
Well, yes. I discovered that when we arrived at the hotel that there was the Greater New York Yorkshire Terrier people there, and the group of all the people that have the Yorkies generally try to stay at one hotel, and for many, many years they've been staying at the New Yorker, which is located directly across the street from the Madison Square Gardens. But this year they tried something new, and they were at, I can't even think of the name of the hotel we're at. But, no, that was a great surprise. Like, they're walking to a room with 30 or 40 of them there. They kind of have their own judging contest and their own vendors and everything like that. So it's kind of a neat experience.
And
my wife gets to go buy a new purse.
What have you seen so far as the Westminster dog show today?
Yeah, today there's just lots of judging going on of lots of different breeds. And this year, there's some new, there's three new breeds. I don't know if people are aware of that, but there's the Rat Terrier that people would probably recognize as looking somewhat like a Parsons Terrier. And then there's a new one that I had never heard of before that's from Portugal called a Podengo. And I don't really know much about it other than it's a hunting dog. It may not look like it, but this gets it's used in Portugal to this day for hunting. And then there's a bigger kind of a workhorse dog that's called the Chinook. So three new breeds this year.
I'll be darned. Now, I think last night when I was watching the Westminster, there was, I think it must have been a recorded, right? Because it gets underway today.
Well, was it the agility and things like that was going on last night?
No, it was judging and...
Okay,
but so I don't...
Yeah, is the first time for quite a few years since I can't even remember. I don't even know, but it's pretty much new this year is that they had mixed breed dogs that could enter the Westminster agility.
Okay, that is what I was getting at. That's what I heard. Okay, so that was it. They are allowing mixed breeds.
Right.
Like the Labradoodle or...
Yeah, well, any kind of breed. It was won by a border collie, and these dogs are really good at that agility testing. They just fly through the obstacle course pretty much, and it's really a neat spectator sport that's really becoming quite. There's a lot of it going on in this country now.
Doctor, when you take pictures in the future, continue to send them to us here, but also send them to Bob.Harris.
I'll send them to Bob Harris tomorrow, you bet.
Okay, and I have on KFGO.com, I've started a series of photos that I'll have him add to that, the Westminster Dog Show live reports, and who knows.
Yeah, I'll continue to do that. I'm going to a different part of a whole different pier where they have some different breeds and some different dogs there, and namely the bigger dogs. I'm kind of over here on a pier where there's most of the smaller breeds, and so they kind of separate them that way a little bit.
Doctor,
for spring sizes and stuff.
Do you have and of course this would be no offense to Mo and Curly, but would there be a holy grail of a breed that you would like to have even?
Oh, you know, you look around here, and standing right beside me is a couple of gals that are spending a great deal of time and energy trimming a small poodle. And boy, just the work, the miniature poodles, just the work that goes into the trimming and the primping of them is just incredible. And so, you know, there's some dogs out there, there's just not a lot of things, you can't do a lot of primping on the lab. You know, there just isn't a lot to do with there. But we fortunately rode on a plane with a gal from Minneapolis that has a lab here showing. So tomorrow I'll have to catch up on the lab, and there's like 76 of them in the ring tomorrow. So that might be a fun one to watch. But, boy, you know, I just really like a lot of them. Some of the bigger dogs, I really love the big Mastiffs, the Neapolitan Mastiffs, and
Irish Wolfhounds.
So many. Oh yes, they are some big dogs, and the Great Danes. Yeah. I just love them all. I don't know if I could. Once you're a Yorkie person, you'll always be a Yorkie person. That's just kind of the way it is. But I just love them all. It doesn't matter.
Well, Dr. Roger Coffey, tomorrow morning, same time. Bob Harris and Jeff Left will be getting a hold of you, and you can give us an update.
And you have a great vacation.
And I think what we'll maybe they'll want to follow up with you after you get home and after the finals.
Whenever, yeah.
All right, man.
Just have Bob get a hold of me, and that's not a problem. I'll be around. Got to go back to work on Thursday, but other than that, it's just a great show. And boy, there's just lots of people here, but it's just a lot of fun to be here and people watch as much as I do the dog. But it's a great venue, and if anybody ever wanted to. Have any information about it, you can certainly contact me, but it is a great winter time getaway here in New York, and it's just a lot of fun.
Thank you, Doctor. Good talking to you.
Yes, I'm more than happy to be your canine correspondent or your roving reporter.
Rover,
I love it all.
You're our rover reporter. Thank you, buddy. Dr. Roger Coffey, DDS, West Fargo.